He sold him to somebody, and they hooked him to a Henry Mule. They hooked him to Southern Cross Railway. They got a hold of him on the horse, and he put him to a kind of way higher. They had the head of the pool, you know, cutting the ground.
Right, uh-huh.
And the mule he had hooked to him with him was slow and wouldn't have pulled, and he was trying to get the mule to pull, and this here colt would take the lead and pull the whole darn thing. Just like old Dan would. He wouldn't stop. He had the grip.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh. And they overtaxed him, and he had a heart attack. Fell dead. This exertion.
Mm-hmm.
Overdone it, you know.
Yeah.
The fellow that was cutting him, he didn't have sense enough to keep that mule tapped up and let him keep his side up, see?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And he hollering and framing, and Dan was getting faster, you know. Dan couldn't take that kind of stuff. He's a horse that you hit him in a line, he'd go.
Yeah.
Take no bullets.
Pulling the whole thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So they usually wouldn't use the horses to plow, but the mules.
Horses and mules, yes. We use that. We use both. Nothing like that. Horses and mules.
Yeah. Do you ever remember when they had oxen to plow with?
We never did have them. We tried to break one or two yearlings and couldn't hardly do it. But way back now, I've seen people around here had them. They had oxen and all that.
But just a cow.
They were bulls, yearlings, and castrated. Bull guards, big like steer. They call them steers. They had them. They had long horns on them, and that was the time before they come with these other buttheads, you know, the Black Angus and different stuff. Mostly with this we call Pawnee wolves. Common cows, you know, and they had long horns. I seen them have a pretty good size, and they can fly, but they're slow, you know. Ox is slow.
Yeah.
They'll pull.
Huh.
And you can train them to logging. I've seen six and eight hooked on log carts, you know, they pull timber cart. They had lots of sense. The teamster there, he'd holler and call one of his name John or whatever his name was, and he'd tighten up on him, you know. He'd just holler at him and call his name. Boy, he'd go to it. It's innocent to watch them pull. Yes, sir. They could use them in the swamps where the ground was wet better than they could horses.
Oh, really? They
cow,
keep their foot?
You couldn't bog a cow down. He'd go right through the mud, you know. Take it easy, you know. But a horse, he'd think he'd go bog down. He'd get to running, you know. He was poking, but if a cow that way, I mean, an oxen, they'd pull.
Yeah.
Don't say they'd pull hell over the hinges. they'd lay to it. That's right.
Oh. Do you have any chickens? Do you used to raise chickens?
Oh, yeah. Raised plenty of chicken. Guineas. I had geese and everything down
there. Do you have any one term for all those?
Yeah.
Do you have any one general term that you'd call all those, the geese and the guineas?
Well, you just call them chick, 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 like that, you know. Chick, 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 and all that, they come.
What would you call the ones that was...
The little ones, the bitties, you know, little bitty. Little bits, and you just say bitty, 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 like that, you know. Little ones, you know, you have some book, box, or cage, I mean, a pen, and maybe they set in the hand, you know, have that's when you're not using incubators, you know. People, I used to use incubators and hatch them, you know.
Uh-huh.
You have ways for the hen.